Yeah, what up world, it's your boy Pretty Tony live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can I play it play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, by yours truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up from my trilogy, huh? Holla at your boy. One love. Pretty Tony. And I'm out.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Can a player play in the building? 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Been having a little bit of technical difficulties, but nonetheless, we are going to persevere. Your boy Tony here, coming to you live, along with the usual suspect. Let me see what he got on today. Black leather coat, black turtleneck, Lopes. Got his little beret to the side of his black gloves on, screaming black power in the back seat of the Cadillac. Jay Dizzle, what's good?
What's up, big boy? Just hanging tough with my umbrella out. Actually, it's a parachute, trying to see if I can catch some air.
Yo, Jay Dizzle got slick with it. Welcome to the show, everybody. We are so happy to have you. We are so glad when you take time out of your day to share a little bit of time with us as our little pulpit here and talk about life. You know, we're still in the month of February. I hope all of y'all have been identifying and acknowledging Black History Month to celebrate the contributions of people of color the world over, not only in the United States, but the world over. We are glad to have you on the show. Today's show is called They Say Behind Every Man Is a Strong Woman. Is this really true? And we wrote it up to say, well, you know, is it that she just hitched on to the gravy train? Or did she mold this man into the strong character? I've gotten a few emails over the last couple of weeks pertaining to a quote out of the book Player Step Your Game Up where I said, some of the biggest wars in history have been fought behind two things, religion and pussy. And there's some people who've taken offense to me saying that, but you must understand that women, most powerful women in this life, and powerful men have been heavily influenced by a woman who you've heard of her name, but you didn't know how much juice she truly carried. And when I say juice, all you pervs out there, I ain't talking about her female juice. I'm talking about the power she sways in them satin sheets, how she's shaped the history of the world. But before we get into that, I'm going to let Kay Dizzle it. What he call himself? The elixir of love.
Elixir of love. You got to say it right, man. You be saying it like you just on the bus.
I'm not comfortable with all that, dog.
You got to say it right.
Go ahead, sir. You say it, sir.
The elixir of love.
I don't know why you sound like some 1970s pimp that's going to the turn. Yeah, big mama, sweet mama. We come through here trying to tell you some things, sweet mama. Sugar, sugar. But that is him. For all you who know him and love him.
I like the way you say that, for all you that know him and love him as if you don't. But okay, I got that one.
What are you talking about?
But anyway, back on the topic.
I'm talking about your fans, man. Come on, man. You know you got fans.
Oh, of course, man. You think I'm the only one that like Vienna sausage, man? Of course, man. Come on, I got fans.
Oh, man, I think the voice already done triggered somebody. Hold on. We ain't even started, and they got their hands up. Hold on. (clears throat) 702, welcome to the show.
Hey, Kay Diddy, Pretty Tony.
Hey, welcome.
Missy?
Welcome. Yeah, of course. We needed a little flavor. You know what I'm saying? Especially since we're talking about...
Yo. There's no way to contact Joe.
I know you got a lot to say about that.
Yes, I do. I did my research.
Oh.
But I do want to comment on this line in Pretty Tony's book.
What is this book? So rough.
How are you going to sit there and say that it's a man's world, but y'all let women take over? And then you said, check your history. Wait, check your history. The biggest wars were fought over two things, religion and women.
I think I was more colorful in my response when I said that. But
we
were sick with religion and women.
I can't call
you. You happen to disagree with what?
I asked him to call me before.
Because I don't feel that women have started the war.
So I could talk to him. So
and you did give some examples, Cleopatra. No, she didn't start a war. She just basically used what she knew, manipulated, and ended two people.
You know,
ain't that starting it?
So I see
no, that's basically it. No, that's not starting it. She used what she knew.
You know what I mean?
They couldn't handle her being a strong female.
Yeah, that joke.
Okay. See, now I'm going to have to take Joe's position.
No,
wait a minute.
Let me finish.
She started.
She didn't start nothing. They were just manipulating. She used what she did. You know, she did what she did. Okay?
When you manipulate something.
I've got a whole lot to say about this subject. And then there was Helen of Troy. She didn't start nothing. See, she left with Paris. Okay. They were already going to start a war with them. They just manipulated the other group, the other empire, to start this war. So she didn't start nothing. They just used her as an excuse.
Okay, we speak now.
No. Women back in those times were a need, not a necessity. Wars have been started because of human hunger, politicians, territory, pure hate, fear, greed, power, resources, and access to land, water, food. Don't blame it on a female.
Wait a minute.
Please
back
don't.
Back then, women wasn't a
they were
necessity.
A need.
They wasn't a need either.
They were a need.
They didn't care nothing about no woman back
then.
Yes,
they did. Yes, men did. But they didn't care about us like that. We were just in the cut. So don't sit there and say, we started war.
Tony, get it, Tony.
He can't. Because he used the wrong choice of words. Manipulated or influenced.
Hold on. You know what? I'm about to mute your ass because you keep talking about wait. Can we speak now in defense of the male species?
No, because y'all are weak. Let me go to another another example you used. Samson and Delilah, right? He's a strong man. He was strong, right?
He was the strongest man.
And he let a female manipulate.
Come up with okay. You know what?
Take over his weak mind. Take over his mind. Weak. Men are.
I'm muting your ass right now. So, in the defense of the male species, since she just done jumped all on the air trying to get her 15 minutes, like trying to downplay us, she keeps. I'm going to say she has already made the point of what I've been saying. She has used the word manipulate and manipulation 6 times to be exact, which means these gentlemen, yes, I agree with the standpoint that they were weak to be manipulated.
Can I say one thing right there? Manipulation is a form of trickery. And just because you was tricked and bamboozled don't necessarily mean that you were weak because you had faith and trust in somebody.
There you go.
So I still feel like when you manipulate it, you still are a starting factor. You still wasn't playing fair. Because if you're playing fair, you don't have to take unfair advantage. And manipulation is a form of trickeration, however you want to look at
it. That's right. And the man or the woman behind the man is always engaging in trickeration, my brother. Manipulation, trickeration, deception, and all that ishun. Hold on. That's somebody else. And let's see who else we done riled up. Welcome to the show, 111.
I want to get into this articulation. Okay.
Get on in,
oh, well, welcome, brother.
Hello, Tony. Hello, Diddy. How you guys doing?
What's up, man? How you doing today?
Not bad.
You're ready to go, Joe. Let's skip the formalities and pleasantries. Let's go.
All right. Strong woman. Oh, God. Did you take this from my show? Strong woman. Huh? Oh, you got that right. Isn't that she hits onto the gravy train early to reap the reward? You got that right. or did she really mold this man into a winner with her guidance? Get the F out of here. Look, most women, when they fall in love with a guy, they're not there, as I've talked about before, to really please him as much as to try to get somebody to try to please her. This sense of entitlement is what is the predominant factor in all American women. And they say behind every man is a strong woman. Oh, give me a freaking break. Come on, let's take a look around. Where women are in college, who do they go to for help? Men. If they ask their female colleagues, their classmates, they're a little bit too busy, or maybe they might help, you know, but let's get together, you know, sometime in the future. When they get into their corporate careers, who do they go to for help? Or who do they try to manipulate or trickulate into help? Men. Now, of course, there are a few strong women here and there, but I want to meet them. Anybody can introduce me to a couple?
Hold on. I think she done riled somebody up. Hold on.
Oh, no, that's not like me.
Welcome to the show. What would you like to say?
Hey, what's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Joe, you don't remember Q?
Q! Where have you been? Where have you been? You haven't been
I've been on the
show
and stuff like that, but yeah, about this trickeration and all this hateration and all this lies and stuff. It's just a bunch of BS, you know. That's why women are complaining, because they're the ones that started it all up. You think about it. Eve took the apple knowing Adam didn't know what she was about, and that's when she set him up. Samson and Delilah. A female keep playing with your mind, keep blessing you with the thoughts, and keep making you feel all emotional for, and they try to set you up. So females, they always play off of what they try to make it seem like, you know, I'm the lonely woman, or I'm the woman struggling to take care of my kids. It's not about being a strong woman. It's about deception.
Q, let me introduce you to Tony and K. Diddy. K. Diddy and Tony, this is Q, otherwise known as Know Your Enemy. We've been on other shows before. I'd like you guys to take a second to say hello to one another, because
welcome.
We're all on the same page.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to Can I Play a Play, Q.
Now, just to make sure that ain't nobody getting their panties and satin and their bras all in a bunch, I'm going to allow some women access to the airwaves to defend the women species. Hold on.
If it's 702, Q, you're going to throw up.
702, welcome back to the show.
Oh, geez. Look who's here.
Yes, your favorite person in the whole wide world, Joe. But anyways, there are some strong females that have molded men, that have stood behind men throughout history.
Name five.
Winnie Mandela stood by her man while he was in prison.
And they
that's
got
one.
Divorced once they
wait
got married.
Wait a minute. Oh, no, they're still together. Oh, Coretta Scott King. Coretta Scott. Yeah, she stood by Dr. King. Let's see. Joseph, Mary, Jesus, Mary Magdalene.
Brother. Mary Magdalene.
Yes. No, she is not a hoe. She is not a concubine.
Oh, of course not.
We've got Bill Clinton, Hillary. She stood
by
him.
Oh, for God's sake.
Barack, Michelle.
What'd I tell you, Q?
JFK, Jackie O.
You got your boss bag ready? Okay.
Shall I go on?
No.
Okay, we're gonna about some stuff here. You know what I mean? We're going to get right about some stuff here pertaining to men and women and the history of this whole species that we're a part of. Yes, there has been manipulation and deception on the part of a great number of women. They tag along for the ride because they saw the potential and hitch their wagon to the gravy train. That he's got to make that'll affect the life of thousands and millions of people. Yeah, but let's be real. You know what I mean? Because pretty Tony try to be fair. I don't want to just stand on the side and act like I'm some bitter dude. You know what I mean?
What?
Y'all
were making it sound.
No, hold on. You see, that's the problem right here. Too many of y'all spend too much time talking and don't listen. And the brother speak, you have to pause for a moment. Let a brother defend now. Show that there's some thought pattern behind it.
Now, a lot of these reports have talked about the deception and the trickeration of what women have done going back to biblical text, from Adam and Eve all the way down from Queen of Sheba and Solomon down to Cleopatra. Cleopatra not only manipulated Julius Caesar, she manipulated Mark Antony to her own will. Napoleon Bonaparte had his Marie, you know what I mean? Oh, what was her name? Was it Marie or Marie?
Marie, yeah.
With
Marie, I think.
Marie Walensky is something that people need to have. You know, a young lady who manipulated King Henry VIII. A lot of people don't even know that the Church of England, that everybody, the old Church of England, the Church of England was formed behind pussy. King Henry wanted a divorce from his wife. The Roman Catholic Church wouldn't give it to him, and she kept up the pressure on him until he gave in. I was like, oh, let me see my wife so I can have her.
That's right. That's how the Anglican Church got started.
So, we can go on and on. Whoa, hold on. Somebody in the chat room called Sahaladin. This woman has the arrogance and stupidity to propose that Jesus, Son of God, needed a woman behind him to do what the Father told him.
Well, there you go.
Oh, so your enemy said women will marry or make things the guy to get benefits out of them. Woo, woo.
Oh, Salahuddin's here. Wow. Oh, God. All right, she's in trouble now.
But think about it, like, seriously, like, when it comes down to, like, getting, like, food stamps or, like, even when they want to get, like, a fort, they'll make, like, six babies, and you only can claim two, and then try to get another guy to claim a baby so they get some more money after this.
Oh, y'all really throwing the grenades out there today. Woo-hoo! We are on a roll, ladies and gentlemen. Let me make sure I don't want to mispronounce your name. Sahaladin, these women did not create the strength and success of these men. They came along for the ride. Wow.
I hope he calls in. Salahuddin, I hope you call in. Uh-oh. For some reason, he's not calling in because, 0702 would have to eat her words if he called in.
To be fair, ladies out there on the internet, wherever listening to us, you're welcome to call into the show and say what you got to say, because y'all know I'm an equal opportunity offender, and I allow y'all the forum and the time to say, oh, woo, this boy just lit up again. Okay, hold on. Another 702 caller. 702, welcome to the show.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hi, everyone. Okay, I just wanted to say that I personally believe that women should not stand behind men 100% because we're not really genuine, and I think that 9 times out of 10, we choose to take advantage of them because they let us take advantage of them.
Oh, I know you and the other 702 don't get along.
Hold on. 702, are you there? You on the opposite side of the fence. What do you want to say?
No, women shouldn't have to stand by or behind a man. Look at Condoleezza Rice. She's single. She's powerful.
Yeah,
women didn't ask to be
UMPs.
Here. Women did not ask to be here. Remember, Adam asked God to make him a companion. If y'all are allowing female, if y'all are allowing pussy to manipulate y'all's mind, y'all are some weak-minded fucking creatures.
So what makes that, y'all? Y'all supposed to be the wise ones, but y'all keep going for the same relationship. 5 times over. See, you want to play it. I can't get a good man. There ain't nobody out there.
But you should be mature
guy.
Enough to stand up for yourself, and you should be mature enough to stand up for yourself.
Hold
and
up,
say,
but
you
we
know
made
what?
That first child. Why you going to have, like, five
I'm
more
not gonna
kids
that
and end up on food
me.
Stamps and stuff?
Helen has good pussy. That's what you should have done.
So you're going to blame men because men have been trained to take care of women, and the women take advantage of that trust in order to manipulate them, and now you're going to blame men for being trusting. And then when men realize that a lot of women, not all, are very deceptive, very manipulative, and they protect themselves, then you women have the cunyones to try to condemn men after that. Stop the game playing. Grow up.
Actually, we're not really playing games. I'm sorry, but we're not actually playing games for the simple fact that there are men out there who know, who are aware that there are women like us who exist, and they love us. They love us even more. So what are you talking about?
Love
they
who?
Love us even more.
Love
they spoil us.
Which seven
okay, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Let me get this in. This is your boy, Pretty Tony, man. There are some men out there who are truly glutton for punishment. I can't see that caller
exactly.
out there.
Exactly. I totally agree.
You know she a gold digger. You know she
right.
a manipulator.
Right.
You've been right. warned. All her actions tell you who she are, but you're a glutton for punishment, and you show up to get punished. Now,
absolutely.
There you go.
Yes, he's minded.
You're right. If a man is like that, if he knows what's in store,
I believe that
and
Joe
continues...
is like that. I believe that Joe is that type of man. I personally believe that Joe is that kind of man. That's what I think. I think that Joe over there.
Okay,
the guy,
good.
Smiling,
you said it four times and you interrupted me. Now, do you mind if I speak? Thank
oh,
you very
you
much.
Said it,
Ms. 702 Big Mouth.
Okay.
You're right, Tony. If there are guys out there who do go for that, they're just as stupid as. They're just as stupid as the chicks that allow themselves to get beat.
I think they come from single family homes. You know, they didn't really have a dad present.
Well, they could have had moms like 702. Who knows?
Oh,
weak ass daddies like you, punk ass five donors like Joe. That don't know shit.
702.
Joe is a bitter ass old man because he does not have a strong female influence in his life. Not to manipulate him, but to have his back, to stand by him, to help him, to support him. That's why there are females here.
Are you finished yet?
Hold up. Sir Holiday, I don't know.
Oh, Sir Holiday, okay.
Sir Holiday in the chat room.
I got
you. Women have a personality disorder, narcissism, borderline hysteric. I'm not sure about that. Not all women are prone to that kind of personality disorder. I suppose that we're all prone to some. For all of you joining, welcome to the show, because we've got a hot one going here today. We're asking, they say behind every man is a strong woman. Is this really true? Did she sign up for the gravy train ride to reap the rewards, or did she help mold him? We have people coming from all different sides of the fence. Some of the fellas on here say most women are manipulative, deceitful.
I don't have time to mold
them. Let me ask, I got a question to ask the ladies on the line, because I guess the show we talked about behind every man is a strong woman. I'd like to know from the ladies, what percentage of women out there are truly behind that man for the sake of pure love, or the ones that are behind them because they have an interest, they're in it for their own personal agenda?
I'm going to say 33%.
How many say that again?
33, because if only if you knew how manipulative women could truly be. And that's why we're making fun of you guys today, because you have let the pussy control your mind. You can't control your penis and your puns. So you want to blame us for your puns.
Oh, God,
and
Jesus.
You want to blame us for your puns. But, you know, I think absolutely 33% may actually put in the time. Oh, yeah, I love him so much. Oh, yes, I love him. I want to give him my time and inclination. I love him. I adore him. And then the other percentage is just saying, you know, when is he going to die so I can get the 401K?
We like you. Hold on. We got another caller trying to jump in, though. Where did that go? Wow, I think I just lost. If someone area code, you can call back. I was just about to let you in.
Wow, we have got a lot of show going here today. We're discussing, you know, fear is about behind every man is a strong woman.
You know what? I haven't heard them say not one thing about being a strong woman yet. I heard everything about manipulation, so where did the strong woman part come in at?
There you go.
Look at Michelle. Didn't she basically talk Obama into running for presidency? Didn't she give him that encouragement?
And look who really encouraged Bill Clinton. It was really Hillary behind closed doors telling him, look, do this, don't sign that.
Mind.
That's a good woman.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
Hillary would have ruined the country just like Obama is. And for Michelle to...
Wait a minute, didn't George Bush run the country first?
Wait a minute, you've been ranting.
Didn't George Bush run the company?
Hold
on.
Didn't Hillary end up crying too? She got into a debate. She's like, oh, I can't take this. I'm going to rule the country. You're going on your period on while you're going through a daggone vote. Come on now. You can't be going through another debate and crying.
If it wasn't for female, men like you would not be able to be born. Men would not be able to
reproduce.
I don't
give me this womb.
So that's your power now? Men came first.
Obviously, the pussy is running shit around here because men keep getting manipulated. It's always a woman starting this, a woman's doing
why
this,
are
da,
you
da da da
so
da da
damn bitter. You come on the
I'm not
bitter.
You're the bitter one. You're the one that needs a strong woman to support you, to have
how
your
you
back, figure? To encourage you. You ain't shit.
Hold on, y'all. We're going to take a quick little musical break here. I want to make sure I mention, as always, www.worldmovement.com, the official sponsors of the show, the good folks over there at World Movement Records and World Movement Publishing. Can I Play a Play is brought to you every Sunday by the good folks over there at www.worldmovement.com. We're going to take a quick little commercial break right here. The show is just heating up, y'all. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere.
Raised by game, where brothers ain't fazed by fame. Raised by game, where brothers ain't fazed by fame. Let's go. Let's go. Yeah. You was hot but can't stay in the flame. Ghetto pain and windows crack. The fist is like a symbol for black. You tell the real by how the real interact. We all get listed in the game.
Yeah.
Run, run while I cook the plastics. The weak hearted become Babylon puppets, making it hard for real hustlers. Touch the sky now and then with a lady ring. Give thanks to the most. That's how the day begins in the game.
It's only right that I address this. Gotta be in it to win it.
I never come lame, they're killing in the game.
But get busy. It's only right that I address this.
I just wanna be like a killer, an achiever from the streets of the south, but some get for leisure. Gotta clean us from the barbershops and beamers. Six with blonde weeds and strong legs like Serena, the demeanor of the ghetto to never stay settled. All the men and corrupt men play pharaoh. Good bring business to the hood like Harold's 5 year old. Walking by these stuff in the streets, the young die of cancer. I stop eating meat, greet the gods on 87th Street like me. Even though it's water, she got a face in the heat. The game ain't chasing the sweet, cat flow with steel, and they complacent with beats. My radio station is deep, so progression, counting paper, and blessings in the game.
It's only right that I
address
it. You gotta be in it to win it. I never come lame, type killing in the game. Get busy. It's only right that I address this. Gotta be in it to win it.
I never come lame, type killing in the game.
Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show. Your boy Pretty Tony back in the building. We got a hot topic going today. We are discussing behind every strong man. They say there's a strong woman. We're discussing the truth is whether this woman is really a gold digger or she was somebody who came along and helped mold this man to his full potential, whatever her personal reason. I was just offline. Man, I got to tell y'all something. Y'all in the doggone chat room are crazy. Seriously. K-Dizzle, are you still with us, my brother?
Yeah, brother. I'm still stuck on the fact that the young lady said 33% is true, and the other 66% is all about the game and the trickeration and stuff.
Okay, well, you're going to love that same young lady that I'm bringing back on because I was talking to her off the air, and she is a proud gold digger. She says she's not deceiving anybody. If you want to mess with her, you got to pay to play. 702, are you with us?
I'm right here.
I was talking to you off the air.
So, as I was saying earlier, if we're together and he wants all of me and he knows what my requirements are and he knows who I am and he's accepted the fact that I am a gold digger and that I'm only with him and having sex with him so he can put money into my bank account and we've established this relationship, then I don't think that there's no reason men should be bashing women, period. I just really don't respect men who let women who have let pussy destroy entire empires and destroy the world as right now as we speak. That is why the world is so fucked up because of pussy right now. Because they really can't keep the focus and then they blame us for many things. And yes, I was in the chat room a few minutes ago and he said that black women have killed more babies than the KKK. I absolutely agree with you. Whoever he was, Salu Dean or somebody like that, I absolutely agree with you, but at the same time, I mean, look, you guys have basically tried to mold black women, and look what you've created by being fucking idiots. Look what you've created.
Now you want to complain,
and you want to ask for tradition, and you want a woman to stay in her fucking place, but now it's too late. Now pussy runs the world, and you want to come online, and you want to bash women, because now you have all these demons in your mind, because you were such a fool, and you're bitter, and you probably don't have a lot of money anymore, and your mom probably warned you about women like this, but you were so enticed, and you just needed to have a taste. You wanted to sample the wine, and you've been fucking poisoned, and now you're mad at us because of your fucking foolery.
Hold on, 562 area code, you've been holding for a while. Welcome to the show. Did you want to add something to what's going on in this madness?
Well, am I on the air now?
You are on the air, brother.
Man, baby, it's bitter. See, I just got on, so I don't know about the bashing and all this stuff, but, sweetheart, you got to wake up. Pussy ain't running no world, believe me. I don't know where you got that from. Are you on the air, baby?
She there, but hold on. I'm going to bring her back on. Hold on. Don't go nowhere, brother.
Yeah, I'm an old
Joe.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
What you got to say about that one, Joe?
Well, I'll let him. He just got here. She was bashing Salahuddin. For some reason, he's not calling in. If he were to call in, he would then answer her point for point. So what I'm going to say is there should be a furtherance of this particular type of discussion. But I will take Salahuddin's side, and I'll say, look, pussy has a great power. Yes. There are men who are manipulated. Yes. I don't blame. If she has an upfront relationship with the guy, and the guy knows she's a gold digger, and that's all he wants, and that's all she. That's an honest relationship. But she can't tie in her particular situation to that of men and women in general to blame men for being trusting. That's not smart.
Right. I'm with you.
Now, that's where the manipulation and deceit came from. But see, baby said 66% of women is out for their own agenda, and that's why they support their men. But that goes back to the same thing that I said early on in our early shows, that women been screwing up shit since Adam and Eve, and shit really ain't changed much because they still doing the same shit. You know, they still can't decide if they with the dude because they truly love the dude, or if they with the dude because they want to mold him, to use their term, and what they think they may want him to be, and that's still being manipulative and deceptive.
Right.
Okay. Hold that thought. I'm going to let another female on here to defend the lady. August 702, welcome back to the show. You wanted to say something?
Oh, God.
Shut up, Joe.
Kiss my fucking ass.
That same shit. Men manipulate women.
Hey, baby, do you have to use the bad words? Can you talk like a woman?
Men manipulate women just as much as women manipulate men. You can look at it 50-50. There are some women out there that are there to love, to support, to encourage, to stand by her man, and not to be a gold digger.
What's I got to do with Michelle Obama? And what's I got to do with Hillary Clinton?
When these
men are on the gravy train, which is in the description of the show today, these women, all women, will get on the bandwagon. Find me a woman who will get on the bandwagon of a man who all he just wants to do is just to be a nice, simple, harmonious man. That's all.
There are women like that.
Yeah. You're not one of them.
Yes, I am. Trust me, I am. I am very supportive of mommy.
Oh, you're not supportive of anything.
Is this the one that gets paid?
No, I am supportive of my man. Regardless.
Are you the one that gets paid?
I work.
No, I'm never just saying, I'm not sure which woman you are. Are you the one that was the gold digger chick?
No, I'm not.
I'm going to bring her back on. Hold on.
Okay, gold digger?
Hold on.
Oh. No, I was just wondering.
Gold digger back on. Gold digger, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Where did you get your knowledge from? Why are you so bitter?
Who, me?
Yes.
No, darling. I'm not bitter.
Well, when you speak,
I can
you sound
say
like
this. You know what? Yes. To some degree, you know why? Maybe because a lot of us, Kay Diddy said earlier that maybe it's because we don't have fathers. And that's exactly the reason. And so when you're just being raised by your mother and she's struggling really hard, she teaches you, look, do not stand by a man unless he actually deserves you. Now, I personally believe that relationships are full of crap, and that's why I'm a go-getter, because I don't have time to fucking heal your wounds and pat you on the back because life was hard for you. Woo. You know, we feel so sorry for one another. Like, please dismiss me with all of that. Like, step your game up, as Trizzy Tony would say. All I'm saying is that I personally believe that men should, I don't think that they have a lot of machismo. I think that they're really posers, and I don't think that they're as strong as they think.
Not all men. You can't generalize all men. You know, you're talking about these men that you've encountered.
I'm dated all across the border, so I can't even say that. I can't even say, oh, well, you know, niggas ain't shit, and it's just guys, it's just black guys, or it's just this guy. It's all of you, darling. I'm sorry, all of you. Behind closed doors, you're crying,
say,
you're weeping,
you're
very weak. You don't know how to be a good boy anymore. You don't know how to be a good boy anymore. You don't know how to be a good boy. You're very disobedient nowadays.
This is what you've been around all your life, so I can understand you feeling like that because that's what you've experienced. You've never been with a good man.
I'm sorry, they came from all walks of life. It wasn't like they were in one neighborhood or something like that. It's been all international, and all of
you
guys turned out to be exactly the same. And you guys are very emotionally fucked up, and I think that your mother probably did a number on you as well.
What the world?
And I think that you guys are very disobedient with women. I think that you don't give women the respect that they deserve, and yet you want someone to stand behind you 100%. Like, you don't deserve something like that.
Can you put a time on it for a second? Let me ask you first. Since you know all this stuff, what's my name?
Your name is unimportant.
Oh, what'd you say? My name is what?
Unimportant.
Unimportant.
That is your name.
What? How would you communicate with? How would you communicate? You sit there and talk to me, and my name is unimportant. So these are kind of
people
that you deal with.
Your name is unimportant because we don't have to do that. Why do we have to be that confident with one another? We're never going to meet one another. We
don't
know one another.
I see where your mind is. You don't even listen. You just got all kind of knowledge. You got all this, but you ain't even listening.
But does she even got a man?
You
got
to slow down sometimes, sweetheart.
I'm listening. I have a man. Yes, I do. And a woman. Thank you very much. I'm listening.
And a woman. Okay.
Where are you from?
It doesn't matter where I'm from.
Okay. Are you a woman?
I am.
Okay. But, do you live in the United States?
I don't know where she lives.
See, I'm saying you giving all this knowledge, and we don't know where you live. We don't know. You know, you don't know nothing.
Why should you want to know where I live at? Why should you? So you can come over here and try to say for my powerful pussy. I don't think that. No.
Let me jump on a grenade now and let the elixir of love speak, so we can elixir through your soul. First of all,
see you later, Southwood.
I totally agree. A lot of men today have forgot their roles. That's why a majority of the women are confused.
And that's why
the majority of good men are bombarded by trillions of women that are seeking good, strong men.
Absolutely. And there is an element of truth to what, a major element of truth to what K. Diddy just said. And I can't even be mad at homegirl because she's painting the picture as to who and what she is and whatever her story may be. But at the end of the day, whether you were manipulated or you willingly walked into some of these female traps, there comes a time in a man's life where you got to grab his balls. You got to grab your balls, and you got to be true to who and what you are at the end of the day, a man. Now, there's some men who say, well, women have spent a great deal of time manipulating and deceiving and befuddling and all that good crap. And they have. They really have. Because if you look at the whole makeup of a woman, when she puts that makeup on, and she puts that dress on, and she puts those heels on, and she puts that perfume on, it is to bring you to the picture that she was painting.
But I don't like makeup. That's a clothes. I don't like makeup.
You know, and you guys in the chat room are crazy. They're saying, you know, marriage and all that is overrated. There may be some truth to that. But at the same time, can we all just agree, acknowledge that we all are a bit scarred? We're all got a few different issues based upon previous relationships and things that we've been through that have made us better or made us worse. Now, some of you ladies out there have been deceived by men, but, you know, you can't make that your universal banner. Your cause to arms. We're all not the same. Just like, you know, I mean, every woman is not a bitch. Every woman is not a gold digger. Every woman is not a hoe. But they do exist. I personally don't have an issue with a gold digger if she presents herself as a gold digger. This is who I am. This is how I get down. this is what I do and this is what you need to do to be with me. You got to respect that. I personally don't have issue with a hoe because a hoe tells you, look, if you want to get what you need from me, I require this, this, and that. Now, if I get with you and you a hoe or a gold digger and you choose not to reveal it to me, then you're robbing me of not only my financial wealth, you're robbing me of my emotional wealth, and that's not fair to anybody. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we're discussing whether some of these women stood behind of these men because of their great moral strength and or because of their values, let's all be realistic.
Because of their love. I support him because I love him.
You know, but let's be realistic. Whether male or female, when you get with somebody who you see got potential, of course you want to stick around to see where the train is going.
See you, Saladin. Okay. I'm sorry, Tony. He was going to go, so I know him. So I just wanted
to
say
hi. Yeah. My man Saladin has been in the chat room. He's been dropping the knowledge way too fast. He's just been in the chat room just going at it. Woo! Y'all have made today's show very, very interesting. I'm so sorry we're down like the last 8 minutes. So we're going to do the part two for this show. And for you ladies out there, tell a friend, come on board. This is not a female bashing forum. This is a male university. This show was created for men to come in here, speak their minds, grab their balls, and say whatever they feel without consequences or repercussions. Because once again, a lot of fellas out there, when you say what you want to say, you ain't getting what you need tonight. But this is where you can come anonymously and speak. You know, then you got to tell us your name.
This is also where they can learn tact, too, because there's a time and place for everything. And I found out that a lot of our brethren, regardless of their race and nationality, they get so caught up in their professional world, and they forget. You know, approach, tact, personality, poise, and a good thought out plan is important to succeed in any venture.
Absolutely. And as usual, Joe came on here and lit the fire for us. Lit the fire as usual.
All right. Are you giving me the blame or the credit? I want to know.
I'm giving you the credit. I'm giving you the credit, brother. You got the fire. Earn it. Oh, I see 702 is still with us. She finally got quiet and listened to us for a moment. Okay.
Somebody put that proverbial tube steak in her mouth and then she shut up.
Yeah, she all right. She'll be all right. She'll be all right.
Other people say, you need to suck a dick.
Yeah.
Because that's what you're good at, Jeff.
Yeah, every week you're here to try to antagonize me. Every week.
I always take my time to listen to what y'all have to say.
Are you going now? Bye.
Consideration of what y'all have to say.
I thought you were going.
Okay. And my publicist would kill me if I didn't do this. I want to make sure everybody joining us, make sure you check out www.worldmovement.com, the sponsors of the show. But also, get copies of the book, play your special game up. Playerology of Who Is She and What Is She to You by your boy Pretty Tony. Don't let the name fool you. There's more to those books than just the names, man. It ties into what we're discussing today about men kind of having to step their game up, polish themselves up a little bit, stop being led around by your dick, stop being led around by what I like to call position. Everything you do in your life is placed towards how that feeling that comes out your dick, which don't last no more than 6 seconds. We got to step our game up, gentlemen. Women are out there, and like I said, even the gold digger that was on the show earlier, I respect her. You know why I respect her? Because she put it out there. This is who I am. This is how I get down. This is what is required of me.
She was honest.
Yeah,
she
was right up front.
I respect that.
That's right. She was right up front.
So the ladies think that guys always talk bad. Let me just put one thing. My old lady right now, my woman, she's been with me. She's backed me up 150%. So I can say, whatever you're saying, lady, I got a woman that's in my corner 100%, and I can vouch for that. PD again, too, our brother.
Yeah, I don't really want nothing today, but I agree.
Oh. There you go. But you see, and that's something. You see that stripes that my man gave right there? That's another thing I always write about. Too many of us issue out our trust and our love and our stripes like they're food stamps. Those are things people got to earn. Listen to the confidence that man just said it with. That man said, I know my girl got my back. How many men out there can truly say that about the woman that they're with?
It's a few, Tony. It's a few guys out there, man. But you know what? We haven't been taught how to do that very well either. You know, we may show our appreciation other ways, man. But, you know, a lot of men just don't know how to just say that. You know what I mean?
Well, if they don't, the men are going to, I mean, the women are going to nag them to death until they do. And those women who do have most men's back, it's because the man is on his way up. The trajectory is up, as opposed to the trajectory that keeps 702 down.
So you write back. The only reason baby's riding on this rocket ship is because she know it's going up.
That's exactly it for most. Take a look at what happens in Hollywood. All right, what happens when the man doesn't make as many movies as the woman? All of a sudden, there's what do I call it? Irreconcilable differences. Then she goes off. Also, let's not even take Hollywood for the few minutes we have left. Let's take a look at real life. Those women do not, all women marry up. All women date up. If the man loses his particular position, she says, oh, honey, it was nice knowing you, but, you know, we just don't get along now. That is what happens.
I'm going to go marry this ball player to make more money than you anyway.
And then again, you know, you've got women who are very, very proud of their mouths, and they can suck like Hoover, right, 702?
Hold on, Joe. I want to say something right here because I normally don't disagree with Joe, and we're going to get into this on next week's show.
Okay.
But Joe just made a statement that most women marry up. I know for a fact there are a lot of females from a different financial sector who damn near marry down. Because they marry that baby daddy or husband who ain't shit, man. And you wondering, damn, what the hell is you thinking about? Now, we're down to the last 2 minutes of the show. I want to thank my man from the 562. I never called his name. What's your name, brother?
My name, I'm Augie.
Augie, all right, brother.
Augie.
I want to thank you for calling. Joe, as always, join us next week. We're going to further this discussion, man. You know, we're down to the last 2 minutes. And we're going to get
one,
into some more.
You too.
And because I want to talk to Joe about his theory that most women marry up. We're gonna talk about that a little more. And for all you women out there, like I want to make sure I say this. This is not a female bashing forum. We just out here talking about life and the things going on in this life. And a great deal of y'all need to step y'all game up, because if you're gonna be with a man, don't tear him apart. Build him up. And I say the same thing for brothers. If you have a good woman, and I've seen some of you brothers do this, don't tear her down. Build her up. Why would you want to tear something good down? That's because your ass don't know no damn better. You need to step your damn game up. Join the Playology movement. I'm willing to show and tell and teach some of you cats, because a lot of y'all talk holler the player mentality. Learn something about her being a real player. Real players don't tear women down. We fill them up, because then they're fruitful to us. That's on some real ish for your ass right there. As always, we want to make sure www.worldmovement.com. Thank the good folks over there at World Movement Records and World Movement Publishing for being sponsors of the show. Please get a copy of the book, Play Set the Game Up, Playology. Who is she and what is she to you? Join us next week. We're going to have Green Beasley in the chat room. Justice 4 and 7. Know your enemy. I want to thank all you gentlemen for participating in today's show. We're so happy to have you. Join us next week. We're going to do some more digging, and Joe will be right here to start some more digging.
Hey,
he will.
You got
I
that
promise.
Right.
Are you going to be here next week, Gary?
Yo. Yeah. It's fine, Sigma.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I've been doing my thing, born to change things, you know what I'm saying, all kind of things. Then you got my brother Big Pooh, he doing his things, dirty pretty things, whole bunch of things. We gonna do this thing one last time, man. Little brother. Hey yo, automatic, systematic. Me and my second at it. Last go round for the pound, get your instamatic. With all the pictures at it, we put our stamp on it. Not being Cameron-ish, I mean diplomatic. I say what I feel till I ain't gotta say no more. I dedicate this to the A&Rs that said LB is in the game, but they ain't playing ball. And all the turncoats, look, and you forgot what we was playing for. So you can call this the denouement. It's a removal of a fixture, a complicated picture, and not even Clarissa could explain it all. You're mad with me, tough ticket, it's a training brawl. This is the marathon I have been training for ever since. Me and Big Pooh was getting rental cars ever since. Christ is banging out on the ASR. Never leave the game, just change the way I play the cards. Hey yo, who them boys that make the record feel? Turn the speakers up and let the record kill. Don't stop, you know it, don't quit. But when it's curtain call, then that's all you gon' get. We do it like this one time, make the record feel. Turn the speakers up and let the record kill. Don't stop, you know we don't quit. But when it's curtain call, then that's all you gon' get. And we do it like this. This is it, the last monologue, last act in the play. You can say the epilogue, new book to begin, dear friends. You can always press rewind and relive it again. Listening in 03, make the people take notice. Shout to Benny B, even though it was bogus. Caught around the world, came home, new deal. Chitlin' circuit out, thank cops for the meal. Mystery show here, looking for Mass Appeal. Guess they wasn't ready for the real on the real. It did what it did, know them boys bounced back. Hit drawn with a car, guess the grills got that. Boogie came through before Get Back dropped. Three became two, but the party ain't stopped. Before the curtain closed, before the music ends, had the time of my life, let me thank you again. LP. Who them boys that make the record feel? Turn the speakers up and let the record chill. Don't stop, you know it, don't quit. But when it's curtain call, then that's all you gon' get. We do it like this one time, make the record feel. Turn the speakers up and let the record kill. Don't stop, you know we don't quit. But when it's curtain call, then that's all you gon' get. And we do it like this, yeah. Shout out to all the fans that's been supporting us from day one. Big up to y'all. Shout out to all the brothers coming up in the game to continue the tradition of what we started. Carrying the torch. Big up to my people, Tanya.